you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday. This is Pat Council with Designing Your Life Today. Yesterday, we were talking about creating space to win. And so I talked about your work environment and your living environment. And I promised to talk more about how do you kind of create that atmosphere for you to win. Well, one of the ways for you to do that is to pay attention to your sense of smell. The kinds of smells or scents that's going on in your environment. So today's show is called Power Moods for Success. And that is, in fact, a big deal. The kind of smells or aromatherapy, to get more involved in aromatherapy. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And I'm going to kind of share different types of aromas and what they can do and how they can help you. Now, the thing about aromatherapy is that researchers are exploring and have been exploring, and they're now discovering the benefits of aromatherapy for a lot of different things or ailments that can take place in our life. If you have insomnia, so they've been discovering the benefits of aromatherapy and how it can help with insomnia, anxiety, weight loss, pain management, concentration problems, and even heart ailments. So aromatherapy is more than just going to the store and buying a perfume that you like or buying cologne that you like, which would kind of make you kind of titillate your senses or stimulate your senses in a more romantic way. But aromatherapy goes beyond that. So you can actually use different smells to contribute to your success. And we're going to learn a little bit about that today. A study has been done. A study was done at the Old Manor Hospital in Salisbury, Britain, and they found that diffused lavender essential oil could successfully replace medication to relieve insomnia. So there's a lot of different experiments that have taken place, and it's taking place still, that is actually allowing scientists to discover more about how we can use our sense of smell to naturally heal ourselves. And so that's the beautiful part about learning about aromatherapy. And so the thing about understanding aromatherapy as it relates to your life and your environment is to find out what these different smells can do. And once you know about that, now you can choose, you can make an educated decision as it relates to your favorite scents. Aromatherapy therapy is actually taught at medical institutions throughout Germany and England and other parts of the world. And of course, it's now being offered at different universities in the United States, but it's not as prevalent in the United States as it is in other parts of the world. And the other countries have discovered the importance of different smells and as it relates to improving your health. For example, there was a study done at the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital in Britain, and they found out that if you took lavender and jasmine, diffused with jasmine, and you infused it with, defused it with jasmine, and you kind of pumped it throughout the coronary ward, that it would actually reduce people's anxiety levels. The beautiful part about reducing your anxiety level is that when anxiety levels are high, now you're under stress. And when you're stressed, it's having an effect on your heart. But if your anxiety levels can go down, now you're going to get healthier a lot quicker, or you're not going to have to worry about your heart having a bunch of challenges. So there's been a lot of different experiments that have been done as it relates to different aromas and how it affects your sense of smell and how it affects you overall physically, because these different fragrances actually contribute to you becoming or behaving in a certain manner that's conducive to greater success in your life. And the most effective fragrances they found were ones that different patients really liked. And they decided, I like this scent, and that scent would cause them to calm down. Why? Because it made them feel good just to smell it. But we're going to talk a little bit about what kind of scents should you use if you want to relax more, and different scents that if you want to get more energy or perk up a little more. And so we're going to kind of touch on that just a little bit. And I'm going to give you some products that I actually use that I like, and I find that because of what they do in terms of how they feel on the body, what they smell like, that it does actually contribute to kind of pepping me up, but also bringing about more clarity in my thinking and actually making me feel good physically. But we'll get to that in a moment. Different fragrances, lemon essence, that can actually increase your productivity as a worker or a person who's working on a project, any kind of project, that can increase your productivity if you kind of get the essence of lemon or the smell of lemon going through your nostrils and goes right up to your brain. There are two olfactory pathways for smells to reach the brain. And that's the important part here, is that you have to understand that whatever you're smelling, it's kind of going up to your brain and it's sending certain messages to your brain. The main pathway originates in the sensory neurons, which is in your nose, and ends in the main olfactory bulb. When we inhale through our noses, the smell stimulus goes directly to the creative right side of the brain. And that's really important because that's the emotional side. That's the part of the brain, the side of the brain that stimulates your emotions. And when you smell stimulants that kind of stimulate that side of your brain, certain types of hormones are released and you get a certain kind of results. Now, if you're a person who absolutely hates exercising, one of the things that you can do that will inspire you to exercise more is perhaps find your favorite scent and relate that to exercising. And instead of you kind of stressing over how unpleasant it is to exercise, you're actually going to calm down a lot more when you think about that fragrance if you connect it to an activity. So it may sound like something that's silly, but it actually works. And I tell you, it works in a big way. But it's all about you actually following through by finding a fragrance that you really like and not one that is is something that perhaps someone says, okay, here, take lavender. Well, if you absolutely hate the smell of lavender, even though lavender will calm almost anybody down, we're talking about finding fragrances that will connect to your physical fitness, not just something that's going to cause you to just relax and do nothing. Now, the thing about aromatherapy is that it's all about the different oils. And so using essential oils or the essence of plants, you can actually administer aromatherapy in several different ways. You can do it through taking a bath. You can do it through a shower. By taking a shower, you can do it by getting a massage. You can actually use a diffuser. And now I like diffusers. I like the shower. I like the bath. So the massages. So I like all of that because it all works and it's all good for your body. But here's the thing about the diffuser is that you can go to a lot of different stores. Target now has a nice line of diffusers that smell really good, and they're not extremely expensive, but they're high quality. Pier One has diffusers, and so you can go to different stores and find diffusers that are made with real oils, and you want the real oils. You don't want that oil that's, like I said, alcohol-based, because that's not doing anything for you in the long run. As a matter of fact, when you put on those kind of perfumes and use those kind of oils, over time, when they lose their scent, you actually don't even feel good anymore to smell them when you smell them. So you want to get a diffuser, and you can use those, or you can use scented candles if you like. Now, I am not a fan of the wax candles, and so there are different types of candles, soybean candles and candles that are made from soy, rather, so that you don't have to deal with some of the, let's say, unhealthy, not antioxidants, what's the word that I want to use right now, but it's, and it's not, well, carcinogen is one of the things, and I was trying to keep from saying carcinogen, but carcinogen is just basically, it's kind of a things that you smell or you ingest that can cause cancer. And while I'm not a doctor, studies have shown that certain types of wax candles actually can induce cancer in you. And so you don't want to sit there and smell that all the time. So you want to do your homework when it comes to anything that you're using, and be sure. See, doctors aren't necessarily, that's kind of not necessarily their field. So you want to find a person who's an expert in those areas. Essential oils, candles, those are great, and you can buy those and use those. But as I said, you want to make sure that they're natural essential oil candles and not the ones that are really just so waxed based. They're not doing you really much good. I mean, they're nice for like to light up a room or something, but that's about it. You can buy essential oils, massage oil-based diffusers and candles in most herb stores, actually, in health food stores. And as I said earlier, you can get them at department stores. I named Target was one. Pier One is another. And there are several others. And, of course, there are actually some actual aromatherapy specialty stores. Now, one of my favorite stores, of course, is the Body Shop. And you can actually go there. I tell you, now, they've got some oils that are actually real. It's real oil. It's natural. And I tell you, it smells really good. All of these companies that I've named, I am not, they're not paying me for a sponsorship. They're not paying me to say this, but these are stores that I actually use and where I shop, and I find that they carry products that are more natural. So that's really important. You know, there are specific aromas that you can actually ingest for your mood. And so we're talking about power moods for success. And there are two ways to, let's say, drink in mood-changing aromas. The first is by using essential oils, which you can strategically place in your environment. And even if you like working in your cubicle, you know, you can actually, you know, put something there, but something that's not too strong. Now, we're not talking about necessarily the diffusers that's going to smell up the entire office and offend someone, but you can get the little small ones that can kind of where you can kind of keep it contained, and so that it works for you. You can also, I would say, one of the things that I have different oils all over my house, and wherever I'm working within my house, because I have a home-based business, and so I have oils everywhere, and I like for it to smell good, and sometimes I will use different oils, and I'll light them, you know, put a little water in a container and let the put a little oil in the water, and then I'll light it, and then as it heats the water up, the steam just kind of goes everywhere, and it kind of smells up the place. It smells really great. So there are different things that you can do, but the two key ways to drink in mood changing aromas: first, by using essential oils, which you can strategically place in your environment, and the second is through juices and herbal tea. And these are my two favorites. Here are some of the most powerful mood changing aromas. Let's say I put them in two categories. One is relaxants. The other one would be energizers. Either way, it's important that you relax at times, and it's important that you become energized when you need to become energized, so you can get work done, or so you can think better, or so you can just accomplish whatever goal that requires you to take some action. And so I put them in these two different categories. And energizers, they can give you an instant energy boost. And so when we talk about power moves for success, these can really give you a serious boost. So you can use drops of the oils in your bath for relaxants, in showers for energizers, with massage oil bases or diffusers, or you can buy the candles containing these essential oils. And I keep talking about the candles and the diffusers and the massages, because these are the ways that you're going to actually experience these different aromas. All right, the relaxants. Some of the relaxants would be lavender, and rose is one. Rose is actually one of my favorite scents. Lavender is a favorite scent of mine. Chamomile, geranium, sandalwood, frankincense, and jasmine. Now, these are actually relaxants. They're going to make you relax. They're going to help you to feel better. Now, I don't particularly like all of these scents, but you want to smell them, and you want to decide which ones work for you. On the other side of the coin, you've got energizers. Energizers would be peppermint, citrus oils, eucalyptus, rosemary, and orange blossom. For example, peppermint, it decreases your skin temperature, which indicates that the blood has gone from the skin to the brain and to the muscles. So when the blood kind of goes to your skin and your brain and then to your muscles, then what's happening is now you're becoming more alert. And so you're going to be more pepped up, hence peppermint. So you're going to be more pepped up. Citrus oils, and there's some more, or under citrus oils would be lemon, lemongrass, mandarin orange. Now, I have a great mandarin orange scent that I absolutely love when I want to get, you know, kind of energized a little bit in the mornings. If for whatever reason, if I stay up late, or even if it's kind of like midday and I need to do whatever I need to do to pep up, or I should say mid-afternoon, like right around 3, when you start to get a little sleepy because you actually probably need a little healthy snack to kind of get your juices flowing again. But also, in addition to that, you can use a mandarin orange oil. And I love the smell of that oil. I have some of that, so I'll light it, and that'll kind of perk me up. Eucalyptus is really great. Now, eucalyptus is good for combating fatigue, particularly the fatigue that relates to sinus and stuffiness. And so there's so many different fragrances that you can use. Once again, rosemary is uplifting, it's energizing, and it's actually supposed to be good for enhancing your memory. And of course, I wrote a little note here that rosemary shouldn't be used during pregnancy or if you have high blood pressure. See, once again, as I said, I'm not a doctor, but these are different fragrances that I use. And so you want to be sure that you talk to your doctor before you step out and start buying all of these different fragrances. You want to find out what's going on. If you have a problem with high blood pressure, then you know you don't want to ingest or rosemary, when I should say smell it, which is kind of ingesting it because it's going into your system. So you don't want to take in that smell of rosemary. There are other different things. I mentioned the teas. That's another way for you to kind of enhance your mood and as it relates to aromatherapy. You can add tea making to your aromatherapy method. Once again, under relaxants, chamomile tea. And I have to tell you, chamomile tea will put me to sleep. But it's so great because I drift off into the sleep very easily. And then when I drift off into the sleep, then one of the things that happens is as I drift off to sleep, I just sleep all night. And then I wake up so refreshed the next day. So chamomile tea is really great. There are other ones. Marjoram, that's another one. It's an oregano like herb, and if you put 1 teaspoon of dried marjoram in a cup of boiled water, cover and seep for about 4 minutes, and then you sip it slowly and breathe in the aroma, I'm telling you, it's going to relax you, believe me. And now on the energizer side of the house, you might want to go more so toward the juices. Orange juice, you could do lemon juice, which that's really great when you first wake up in the morning, by the way. I do a half of lemon, and I squeeze all the juice out of that half a lemon into some warm water, like a tea, and I just drink it down. And I got to tell you, not only does it pep you up in the morning, but it also kind of cleanses your system or washes out whatever toxins you have that kind of, accrued overnight, if you will. So peppermint tea is also another great one. So these are some, just a few of the aromatherapy type ideas that you can engage in, and these aromas that will really enhance your mood and help you to go to another level. Now, I tell you, if you really want to kind of get into this, I would say, you know, go to a store like the Body Shop and smell their oils. You can go there. Also, for those of you that are super busy, now, I don't have oils on my website or anything like that on designingyourlifetoday.com. But what I do have is two things that I tell you, they are by far my favorites. And one is a refreshing body wash. It awakens your senses. And I tell you, it's really great. And it's it has a subtle but refreshing scent of natural citrus essential oils. And so you could actually cleanse away all the dull, dry skin and impurities because it's gel-based. It's a gel-based type body wash, and it's packed with nurturing botanicals. And so it'll cleanse you. It'll refresh you. It'll renew your skin. And also, because it has that citrus essential oils, it has a really nice light scent. And so it's really very good for your skin. And it also has pomegranate and green tea and aloe vera and so other things that are really good for healing your skin. So it leaves your skin perfectly clean, refreshed, and renewed. And of course, like I said, the smell doesn't hurt. And if you remember, I mentioned earlier that aromatherapy does extend to your showers and to your bath. So if you're looking for something that's not filled with a whole lot of let's say alcohol or filled with a whole lot of artificial type ingredients, then I love this refreshing body wash. The other thing is that when we talk about different teas and kind of not only smelling a tea, but ingesting this tea, drinking it down, and it's going to help you concentrate even more because of the smell, but also because of the ingredients. Tai chi with adaptogens. It's going to help you stay calm, and it's kind of rich with a lot of benefits. And it's actually chai flavored black tea, and it has a soothing blend of adaptogens, and it's going to help provide a balanced mood. It's going to help you be more clear in your thinking, and it only has a few calories. Doesn't have any caffeine or artificial flavors or artificial colors, and that's the beautiful part about it's plus chai, and this chai tea. And what it is both of these products are actually made by Isagenics, and they're very good. And I'm sharing this with you because, as I said, you know, you can check with your doctor before you buy anything or try anything. But what I'm sharing with you are products that I use, and these products work for me because I have to make sure that I stay alert. I have to make sure that I stay awake. I have to make sure that when I get up the next day that I am up and running, and I have a clear mind because I have a very full plate. But at the same time, I have to also make sure that when it's time for me to wind down. And I think I shared this on a couple of shows ago, that sometimes I have a difficult time winding down because I have so much on my mind and I get wound up and there's so much I want to get done in a day, but I actually have to calm down and make sure I get enough sleep. And so I have different products that will help to calm me down. And the Refreshing Body Wash, it's really great when you, you know, take that nice warm shower before you get to bed, or sometimes a nice warm bath. And I tell you, it really does work wonders. Now, these two things you're going to find on our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. And as always, you can click on resources and go to Healthy and Happy, the Healthy and Happy section of our website, and you can actually find out more about these two products that I've mentioned. But there are different places. Do your homework, as I said, and kind of check around and do some smelling. Let your nose do some things for you. You have those five senses for a reason. And so we're talking about the sense of smell today, how it can actually shift your mood and cause you to go become more alert. And these are actually power moves for success. Let me tell you, if you can't relax, if you're a person who's always anxious, then you're not going to be successful. And if you're a person who can't be energized because you're so exhausted from the night before, because you're so anxious that you couldn't get any sleep, then once again, you're not going to be successful. So these different type aromas, they will help you. Aromatherapy is an amazing, I'm going to call it a science. And so it's kind of like an amazing science where people are learning the power of all of these different fragrances that we have out there today. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. As we continue on with talking about creating space to win throughout the entire week. So I'm going to continue to give you more information about how you can create the space to win. And so what else would help you create a space to win? Yep, we've talked about your sense of smell. Now let's deal with your ears. So we're going to talk about how to turn on the tunes on Wednesday. And you're going to learn about music and kind of the biology of success. How does music help you become more successful? How can that contribute to your success? I promise you, if you try these things, they will work. The things that I'm talking to you about, these are products and smells and or different scents that I actually use for myself. And I decided when I didn't have any money years ago and I wanted to become more successful. As I became successful, I started to learn more about how to become an even greater success and how to become well-rounded, how to become whole. It wasn't just about money. But what I realized is that as I use my five senses and the other mental faculties that I have available to me, I realized that all of these things work together to allow me to build a quality life for myself. And you can do the exact same thing for yourself too. And if you learn about these scents, or if you try some of these scents and you make your environment, you create a space to win and you make your environment smell nice, and we're going to talk about music on Wednesday, before you know it, you are in fact doing life with power. If you're a person who has a hard time taking action, a lot of these things are going to inspire you to take action. So, hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. And we'll be back Wednesday, and we're going to learn about music. We're going to learn about our ears. You guys, don't forget to do life with power.